Right, this coming Tuesday is the fast of Asara B'Tevet, but in Siman Taf Kuf Pei and Orach Chaim, the Mechaber lists a series of dates that we don't fast, but it would be worthy to fast. There are events that occurred during the year, bad things happen, but they weren't Mechaib us to fast on all of these dates, but there are dates that... So one of the dates, today's the 8th of Teves, so the Mechaber says, B'Shmona B'Tevet, Nechtava Tor Yivani, B'Mei Talmai Amelach. In the time of Talmai, King Ptolemy, the Torah was translated into Greek. That's the Septuagint that we're familiar with, the Targum Shivim. By Achoshach Ba'olam Shloshayimim, there was darkness in the world for 3 days. So it certainly means it was a horrible situation. Then he says, the Mechaber says, "Uvetishabo lo nada izu yatzar shirabo." On the 9th of Tevet, tonight, tomorrow, something bad happened. We don't know what it is, but different Rishonim bring down, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down as well. Then the Slichot, we mentioned that Ezra Sofer died, and then on the 10th of Tevet, of course, we have the Matzor around Yerushalayim. Indeed, the Slichot that we recite on Tuesday, we mentioned the Slichot. We say that three horrible things happened this month, and one is Umelach Yavan Insani Lechtov Dat Yavani. The Hellenistic king forced me to write the Torah in Greek. So it's very hard to understand why this is such a horrible... What's so terrible about that? Let's see, the Gemara mentions in Masechet Megillah on Daf Tet the incident, and it's also mentioned in the first parak of Masechet Sofrim. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that the Tana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that you could write a Sefer Torah in Greek. According to the Tana Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you could write a Sefer Torah in Greek. And he says, but only the Sefer Torah, not Sefer Nevi'im Ketuvim. Why does he permit the Torah to be written in Greek? He says, of an incident that occurred. It says, so Batani Amar Rabbi Yehuda, there was an incident with Talmai HaMelech. So this is in the 3rd century BCE. He says, Shekini Shivim Ushnaim Zakenim. He gathered 72 Chachamim. He says, Bechnisan B'Shivim Ushnaim Batim. He put them in 72 separate rooms. I'm sure you're all familiar with this. He didn't tell him why he's summoning them to appear. So each one he said, I want you to translate the Torah for me. Each one he goes, translate the Torah for me. He says, Natana Kadosh Baruch Hu leblev kol echad v'echad eitza. So Kadosh Baruch Hu put an eitza in each one. In other words, the idea, Hashem put the sense in each one of the chachamim. V'eskimu kolon darakah. They were all on the same wavelength, meaning that the Gemara describes that they made 15 shinuyim. It was 15 psukim. They didn't translate exactly the way the Torah says, but they all did it on the same way. And we're not going to go through all 15. We'll go through three of them. But the first one, he says, v'katfu lo, so the first pasuk, instead of writing Breshit Bara Elokim, they wrote Elokim Bara Breshit. They wrote Elokim Bara Breshit. And why did they do that? So Rashi says, shelo yamar Breshit shemhu. You shouldn't think there's an entity known as Bereshis. He says, Ushtei Rishudahin, there are two gods, there's Bereshit and Elohim. So Bereshit and Bara Elohim. In other words, in the beginning, Bereshit created Elohim. Now we have two entities that way, so it's like all changed it that way. Then, another change they made was, Ese Adam, but tell them what? Instead of saying, Na Ese Adam, let us make man, and we know that Chazal teach us Derech Eretz, that a person should be Nimlach with the people who are like Hashem was Nimlach with the Malachim. Hashem consulted with the Malachim, with Pamal Yishalot, teach a person Derech Eretz, but they wouldn't get that straight. So he translates it as, I will make man, but Selim and what? In my image, but. And the third one, and then we'll leave it with that, Vayechal Bayom HaShishi, Vayishpot Bayom HaShvi. So we have Vayechal Kim Bayom HaShvi Melach Tavar Shasa, we say every Friday night, that God rested on the seventh day, but that would lead them to think that he's doing malacha on the seventh day, if he's resting on the seventh day. In other words, so when did he stop doing the work? So they wrote, by Yishpot by Yom HaShvi. So Rashi explains, the Medrash Chachamim is, Mahayolam Chaser Menucha. What was the world missing? In other words, when he desisted from work, that's like a type of Bria. In other words, Hashem is instituting, or the sense of rest on the Sabbath day. Not that he's actually doing malacha on the Sabbath day, but anyway, and then the Gemara goes through 15 psukim. Yeah, what's that?
That's a very good question. Is this gotten through the Masorah, or was there actually remains of these Sefer Torah?
No. Well, they're translating. There's two separate things. Talmai HaMelech wasn't interested in the Sefer Torah. He said, just translate the Torah into Greek. So that's what they're doing.
Right.
So that's the Septuagint. We have that.
Okay.
We have the Septuagint. Okay. But Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that a person could write a Sefer Torah with Greek. Okay. So then the question is, how the Kusha the Dukta? So what's so terrible? It's a wonderful thing. A miracle occurred. You all have the right thing. So what's so terrible about having why should be Rui to fast? Why should we mention on the Slichos on Tuesday? So there's two drashas from the Chasam Sofer, at least two that he refers to this. So one drasha, this drasha was from December 1812, in memory of Rav David Zinsheimer. He wrote a sefer Yad David. So inter alia, he says in the drasha, he says there was a king, and the king had this beautiful uniform, and it was like beautiful garment. On top of the beautiful garment, the garment was like a scarlet garment, and on top of the scarlet garment he had all these jewels, and the jewels represented different wars that his forebears had done. Beautiful. And when he walked out among the peasants, so the peasants said, you know, we just want to see the garment, get rid of all the jewels, the garment's so beautiful, we want to see the garment. So the king takes off all the jewels and they look at it, and then one of his officers comes to him and says, you know, what did you do? And it was it's almost like the king's new clothes. And in other words, they don't appreciate like these jewels and what they stand for. But you know, the jewels are very important. And so the idea is that the goyim, they want the Torah. So they understand the Torah on one level. Like, it's a nice piece. You know, maybe they look at it as a religious book. Maybe like a literature book of literature. They look at it that way. That's the way they have it. But they don't appreciate Torah Shabbal Peh. They're not looking at the Torah Shabbal Peh should be with it. And then the Chasam Sofer says, and then Jews begin to look at it that way as well. So that's a horrible thing. In other words, when Jews think the whole Torah, they know it's like creating sort of like Lahavdil, like a book for mass publication. You know, like it's like people go to college and they take a Bible course. You know, they'll study the book of Genesis, and then that's they think the whole Torah. So that was a bad thing. And then he said, and that's like just looking at the garment. It's a nice looking garment, but they don't understand the whole thing. Now he quotes here, there's a I got these Allah daf, it's on the Daf Yomi, but this is by Rabbi Zev Dickstein. Now he has another piece which I couldn't find in the Chasam Sofer, but he says, in addition, the Chasam Sofer writes that until the masses were not knowledgeable in foreign languages, and the knowledge of the sciences was known only to the sages through their study of Torah, having a Greek translation of Torah opened the floodgates for the study of the Greek language, and consequently the Greek sciences and philosophy as well. Therefore, it was considered a sad event because it resulted in a steady reduction in Torah study, mitzvah observance. But it means that you know, everybody looked at the Torah differently, and Jews were sucked into this way as well. That's why it's a sad day today, the 8th of Tevet. And so we don't fast today, but on Asar B'Tevet, well, most people don't fast today that I'm familiar with, but on Asar B'Tevet, though, we do mention it in the Slichos, so when everybody gets that line, you could think about it and think about the implication of it. In other words, and the idea is that to remember, like, we have more than Torah, more than translation, more than, like, if people read the Bible, you know, we have so much more than that, and halavai, people should, you know, delve into it and look at all the Mepharshim and Chazal as well. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts? Rabbi Chanan, what's the question?
Yes, Chazal, yes, Chazal.